Vayter in Shasrei and Daf Tzadi Ches. Wow, wow, we were picking up on Tzadi Zayin on the base, by the bottom of the page, five lines up from the bottom towards the end. Toshimah, wow, 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 wow. We had a machlokus as per whether or not you can go ahead and marry your own brother's wife that once you get divorced or something of the sort. And this is talking about Gerim. So the Gemara says Toshimah was bringing a raya for Rav Sheshes over here. Says that you could. Shnei Achim Te'umim Gerim. Unless you have two brothers that are twins. And they are Gerim. They converted to Yiddishkeit. Rashi says, the Hani Vade Achim Ninu. They're certainly brothers, Mina'ah, from the same father. You know why? The Kaimalon, the Tipa Achasi, it came from one drop. Umizchalekas Lashtayim, it could split into two. Afilu Hachi Lo Choltsen Vol Miyabin. Even then you can't do it, even if you know who the father was. Vechei Mishuchar, when you have two brothers, twins that were Mishuchar, they became freed. Lo Choltsen Vol Miyabin. You don't do Chalitza and you don't do Yibin with them. Vein Chayav Misham Eishas Achim. There's no Isser of Eishas Ah. Rashi says, "Afilu kitchu la'achar shenizgayru, the ger shenizgayru kikat the shenolad dami hilchach ein lo achva v'afilu mina aim." They don't have any brotherhood. Ha'isa rasan shelo b'kedusha v'le'dasa b'kedusha. Let's say it happened to be they were conceived before she was Jewish, but then they were born only once she was Jewish, right? Still, the Isser Vishach does exist, but there's no Chalitza Yibim because that's got to be from the father and period. Both the Hara and the Kedusha, if they were conceived and born in Kedusha, they're considered completely and totally Jewish. They're Jewish. Now, so the Gemara Katani Mia still came out from this discussion. Mia, the first case that we brought was the fact that they were conceived and born not when they were kaddish. Ein chayavim mishum neishas ach. There's no chiyav of eishas ach. So what do we see? Chiyuv aleka. There's no chiyav. There's no like some sort of isra. Chiyav to do it. Beep, turn the page. Ha-tzadiches. Ha-isura ika. But there is an isser. What are we talking about here? There's an isser. Says Rashi midor abanan. Dolo lesi lichluf li b'yisrael. So you shouldn't come to make a mistake and convince it, mix this up with Yisrael. V'kashya l'ravacha. This is a kasha against Rabbi Acha, says Rashi. So this backs up Rav Sheshes. It's a kasha against Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who was the one who said that you are allowed to get married to one to the brother, your quote unquote brother's wife, and Rav Sheshes said you're not allowed to. So seems like this works with Rav Sheshes. Says Gemara, no. Who had done the filu sura nami? Like, really, there's no iser altogether. V'aydi the boy lemisni seifa aval chayavim tananami reisha ein chayavim. Since I wanted to use in the seifa, bring up the case of, let's say, they were born in Kedusha, that they're going to be chayev, meaning be chayev karis, if they're over Eishes Ach, then Tananami Reish ain't chayev, and use Lashon of ain't chayev, even though it's really actually mutter. Now, one of the keys that came up over there is, let's say the conception happened before the Geirus, but they were born into Yidden. That we say midoraisa, that even in the case of doraisa, they're related to the mama, and then because they're related to the mother, therefore to each other as well. But when since it came out that they were conceived not in a state of Kedusha before they were Megayer, they're not related to the papa, and they're not considered brothers from the father. Right, so therefore, there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. I don't know where we got this from. Amar Rava, Hada Amar Rabbanan Ein Av LeMitzri. That's what it says. The Chum is saying that there's no father when it comes to a Mitzri, meaning a non-Jewish father. Meaning to say, if you have a Jew who converts to Yiddishkeit, then he doesn't have a father after he goes and converts. Don't say it because they're so involved in promiscuity and therefore we don't even know who the father is. But if we would know, then we would be choshesh and say that taka, maybe they are related. Even if we know exactly who the papa is, still we're not worried. We don't look hashinan. They're not connected to each other. Because like we said before, two brothers that are twins, the tipa achas hayuvenechlu l'shtayim, it was one tipa, it was one drop, like Rashi said, and now it's split into two, v'katani seifa, and what do we say, right, that verse vade, we know that it's the father, v'katani seifa lo chotzo v'nyabin, then v'chadisho yibam, shema amino, afkiru achman olizari. What that means is that it like totally removed the concept of any sort of fatherhood. D'chsev, how do we know this is a pasuk says? B'sar chamorim, b'sarim, v'zirmas susim zirmasam. literally meaning the flesh of their flesh is the flesh of a donkey, of donkeys, and their zirmas is a susim, zirma susim, zirmasim. The zirma is the zirma of a sus. Rashi explains what is that. It means a zera. It's talking about the seed that comes out. It shoots out like an arrow. It runs and shoots out like in a tremendous amount of power. Just like an animal. In Echinam, they're related, but there's not like a halachic significance to it. Toshima, let's go back to this. Machlokas Rav Achan, Rav Sheishes. Toshima, let's bring it right from the Braisa. Dor Rav Yossi Maisa, Beniftium Hager. There's a story about Niftium the Ger. Shenasa Eishes Achav Meimo, he married the brother of his, the wife of his brother from his mother, the brother from the same mother. And he married the wife. And they said, Ein Ishus Lager. There's no marriage by Gerus, and therefore everything is good and dandy. It's mutter. In fact, the Gemara of Eliger, the Kaddish, Hachinami, the little Tafsi, but Kedushin, what are you talking about? A Ger who goes and marries. It doesn't work? Of course the marriage works with a Ger. Ela Ein, what it means is, Ein Isser Ishus Achlager. All that sentence meant is that Ein Isser Ishus Ach. There's no Isser of Ishus Ach with a Ger. Frek the Gemara to explain this. My lav, the Nasa Ach Kishu Ger, is this not talking about a case that once they were both Ger and then they went ahead and then they married the brother? Oh, so what do you see? That it must be that this marriage that happened to Niftim afterwards must be, we said that it was okay, and that goes according to Rav Achav Yaakov that says that it's mutar. As we are low, the Nasa Kishu of Kachavim, the case was talking about that this brother of Niftim actually married this person when he was still not Jewish. He wasn't yet a Yid, says Rashi. Vishin's guy or Lo Yoda didn't have a relationship to Lav. Therefore, it's going to be mutter to the bruder, and you don't have a raya. Really? What are you talking about? If the marriage happened when he was still a guy, then obviously he's allowed to marry her. What's the question? As we know, maybe we make a gzeir from the time of a chav to when they're a ger. Come on, we don't make such a gzeir. We don't make such a decree. Let's try again. And Yosion said, "Kishalachli lekrachayam." When I went out to the other side of the seas, Matzasi Gera Chachanasa Ishus Alchim Mibo. I saw that he married the Ger, married the wife of his brother Meimo from his mother, same mother, the brother from the same mother, and married his wife. Amarti lo, I said to him, "Bini Mir Shecha, who allowed you to do such a thing? How'd you go and marry this?" Amarli said to him, "Hare Isha v'Shiva Manah." Listen, as we're going to continue on, Rashi explains also, he says, there's a lady over here, she was Megair, and she had seven sons, and they converted, and went on to marry, and they all married each other's wives, and I learned from them, says Rashi, Mehem Lamadati, Asaf Sal Zeh, Yashav Rabbi Kiva, Amr Shnei Devarim, and Rabbi Kiva sat in this very bench, and he said two things. Number one, Ger no se ishes achimimo. The first one is that a Ger can marry his brother from his same mother, the wife of his brother, from the same mother, assuming they're not married anymore. The Amar, and he said, Vayahi, the Pasuk says in Yonah, Vayahi Devar Hashem El Yonah, Shenis Lamor. And the word of Hashem came to Yonah a second time, saying, Shenis, the fact that it says Shenis, Dibra Imo Shechina, the second time that the Shechina spoke, Shlishis Lo Dibra Imo Shechina, but there was no third time that the Shechina came along and spoke with him. Oy, Vavoy. Now, Katani Mias, what do we learn from this? Ger no se ishes achiv mimo. My lav, the nos achiv kishu ger, isn't this true? So we have a riot over here, and therefore you married when there's a ger, so you're allowed to go and do such a thing, like Rav Yaakov or Yaakov said. And says the Gemara, lo, the nos kishu avikachav. It's like when they married before they were megayer. Says the Gemara, my lemeimo, what's the chiddush by saying such a thing? Of course you can do that then. That's the same Gemara, I'm out of the tame, and exer kishu avikachav, atu kishu ger. Kamash malam, we don't make such a gezeira. Do we really believe Rabbi Akiva's ruling over here? You learned this earlier. Any Talmud Chacham comes along and he passes on such a thing that he came along that wasn't known before. If his psak came Koda Maisa, so then, okay, we listen to him because he said his psak first. But if not, that was a Maisa came first and then he said it. Ain't Shomalah, we don't listen to him because we're worried that maybe he's changing it in order that this thing should be able to work. So we listen to it. Says Gemara, well, we have a couple different answers. Number one, Iba Yisema, Mora Uba Haya. it was already Paskin beforehand. He knew about this, and then for what happened, now it just came up after they're already spoken about. The Vibay same another answers Mishum to Kamare Isha Vashiva Baneha. He brought up over here the look, there's this woman with the seven sons, and they did it. Rashi says Raya shall kodem lachin hevi. He brought a raya from things that happened even earlier to this. Vibay same another answer is Shiny Hach. This case is different to Kamar Maisa Acharina Bahada. Since they brought another Maisa along with it, says Rashi, Milsa Diona ben Amitai, Bahada Amigo de Mehemin Aha. Since we believe that, Mehemin Nami Aha, we believe this one also. Dinikar and Divri Emes Shabiyachad Kiblan. They accepted both of these to get Amar Mar, Vahidavar Hashem El Yonah Shani's Lamar. Shani's Dibrimo, Shina, Shish is Lo Dibrimo. So the Shina didn't speak again. I have Oxav, the Pasuk says. In Malachim, Rashi says we're about to be talking about someone named Yeravam ben Yoash. Says the pasuk, "Who heishiv es gvula Yisrael milvo chamas ad yom haravak zvar Hashem." Asher dibar biyad avdu Yonah ben Amittai Navi. He restored the boundary of Israel from coming from Hamas until the Sea of Arava, like the word of Hashem, which he spoke by the hand of his Eved Yonah. So what do you see? That Hashem must have spoke to him another time. Ooh, we see a third time. What's going on? That's Gemara. Ravina al iski ninve ka'amar. What was meant when he said that Hashem only spoke to him two times? Did he speak to him three times? But it means that he only spoke to him about ninve two times, not three times. Avnachma Yisrael, another answer. Halkar means to say. Kedvar Hashem asher diber biyad avdo or navi, like the word of Hashem, which he had spoken to the hand of his servant, the navi. Don't think at all that this is meant about Yonah is giving nevuah about Yeravam, but rather what it means is that we're drawing a parallel. Kishem she nepach leninve miralatova, just like Ninve became from bad to good, that they were saved. So too kach mi Yeravam and Yosh nepach lahen liyisal miralatova. In the times of Yeravam and Yosh, it switched over from something which was bad to the Jewish people to the good. Toshima, I'll try to bring another raya. Gershaya horaso shelo bekedusha veleidasu bekedusha. Let's say of this ger who was conceived not in kedusha, and his mama was not Jewish when she conceived, but she gave birth when she was already in the state of kedusha. Says Rashi, there's nothing for now. Yeshlo she'er ha'em, he has relatives from the mama. Vein lo she'er ab, but he doesn't have relatives from zipapa. Ketzad, how so? How does this work, Ketzad? Nasa achosum ena'im yotzi. Let's say he married his sister from the mother. In other words, his mother had a girl before him. Rashi points out that we're talking about this guy who was conceived not in Kedusha, but then born in Kedusha. Now, if that's the case, that means he has an older sister, and she also became a Yid, then that means that she must have been conceived and she was born not in Kedusha before, because obviously if he was conceived and not in Kedusha, and she was earlier, so it has to be that she was conceived and born not in Kedusha. And then she mostly convert, then what's it then over there? It's like totally brand new, and midoraisa, this marriage is fine. However, Midorabban, they said they have to get divorced. Why? So no one could think that he could then go married by accident the younger sister and be married son of the younger sister who was born, conceived and born in Kedusha. That would be a daraisatika problem over here because both of them were born in Kedusha and therefore they're not considered like Tinu Shinola dummy and therefore it's an Isert mi de oraisa. So no sachoso ha'eosa mina av yikaim. But if he married his sister from the papa, then they could stay together. Says Rashi, why? But mina av yekaim is from the father, then it's mekaim. Shakol yodin dein av laovid kacham. There's no father. It's, right, they lose it when they do when they convert. Vinami osi lemintzav basaviv. Right. So okay, let's hold off on that one. The bottom line is when he goes and he converts, he no longer is considered the papa in any way, and therefore let her go ahead and marry one another. Achosa av. What about if he married the sister? Achosa av min ha'em yotzi, the sister of the father. Okay, that was a little confusing for me. Achosa av min ha'em, that means his father's sister, that they both share a mother. Then what's it then? Yotzi, you got to send her out. Send her out. Says Rashi, you know why? Because gzer mishum achoso min ha'em. Kedamon, it's a gzer that you not come to marry your sister from your mother, like we had said earlier. Okay, beep, turn the page. Sadi chesama base. Mina av yekayim. But if he ended up marrying his father's sister that they share the same father, Yekayim, they're allowed to stay married. Right? Because it doesn't mention of their mina aim at all, so it doesn't confuse us. Achosa aim min ha'aim yotzi. What happened? He married a sister of his mother that they share a mother. Then they have to go out and they must yotzi. You have to send her out. Because again, you're going to confuse your own sister. Min av, but if it's from the father, then we have a discussion. So in other words, if your mother's sister, your otherwise known as your mother and her sister share a father, then we may say, Yotzi, you have to send her out. Same idea, we're going to come to make a mistake. He thinks you're going to go and things get all confusing. Watch this whole v'ikat sadeim. Rechamumim yikayim. We say, no, you're allowed to be mekayim, this relationship. Everything is good in the hood. Rashi says, why? Delo damya la'achos av min ha'aim, to the sister or the father from the mother. The bahi ikal the migzer. There you should make exerim. Mishum achosah min ha'aim, because of the sister from the mother. The damel, it's similar to that. Aval achosah aim min av, but the sister of the mother from the father, lo dami la achosah min ha'aim, it's not similar to the sister from the mother. Shehoi Rabbi Meir Omi says, kol erva shehi mishum she'er ha'aim, Yotzi mishum ha'av yikayim. Rabbi Meir says straight up, that when you have an erva, which is because of share, because of relative of the mother, you got to send out mishum abbas on the father, then you could keep it. The brayse doesn't stop a mutter be'eshes achiv. The bach comes on, he speaks the word mima. Mutter be'eshes achiv. He's going to be mutter to marry his brother's wife. Whoa, what just happened over there? It says Rashi, v'afilu me'imo, even from the same mother. Shenolad b'yosa ovikachavim, when they're born, when they're still goyim. V'lo gazer abanim, yishem eishas achav v'nolad acharav. We're not worried they're going to make a gzera because of the brother, the wife of the brother that was born afterwards. Dibikorva gazer abanim, avab b'midi delosi. L.A. the Kiddushin lo gazar. We're not worried that this is going to be a problem. Sounds straight up. This works in the world of Rav Acha bar Yaakov against Rav Sheshes. So you're allowed to marry the brother's wife. Ube'eshes achi aviv, and you're allowed also to marry the father's brother's wife. Ushar kol arayos mutar slo, and all the other arayos are also going to be mutar to him. Now, the Gemara takes a little bit of a side step just for a moment. Explain the last part. Means la suye, it's coming to include Eishes Av. It's coming to say even your wife's, the wife, your father's wife. Unbelievable. If a guy goes and he marries a woman and her daughter, Rashi says we're talking about a regular ger, before he ended up converting, he married a woman and a daughter, and then they all converted together. Because if it would have been that they would have been born in Kedusha, he wouldn't be able to marry the mother and the daughter together. So what's it then? Konis achas and motzi achas. He could take one, but he has got rid of one. Right? Says the lo lesi lemishrei beisrael ishel bita. You shouldn't come to be mothering a mother and her own daughter. Really, midarai says no problem whatsoever because they're not related anymore once they both convert. However, it's going to be us that do it because we're going to worry that we're going to mistake this with a regular Jew. Lachatchila lo yichnos. Really, l'chadchili, you shouldn't go ahead. Rashi says, come on, but first he wasn't explaining what this means. Mesa ishto, if his wife dies, then mutter b'chamoso. It's mutter with his mother-in-law. Rashi says, the kuli'ai, lo gozer abanan. Abanan, we're not gozer that far, right? So like we say, a normal case, you're not allowed to go ahead and have a man marrying the mother-in-law even after his wife goes and he dies. But the chum didn't say that the problem when it comes to this type of matzav over here when you're talking about the ger. Goes ahead and marries a woman, then she dies, marries these two women, then she converts, and one of the women he stays with, married to the daughter, and then the daughter dies, he can marry the mother in law. The Ikidatani, some come and explain, also Bechamos is going to be also for them to be with the mother in law. And Rashi says, Puktaim, first, come on, we're going to explain what the machlokas is in just a moment. Just to get back to the point though, Katani Mias Mutter Beishas Achiv. Sorry. As we said earlier, it's going to be mutter the eishes achiv. My lav, the notsa achiv kishu ger, and that's what we're talking about, that he married her already when he was a ger, and the Brisa still says it's going to be fine to do such a thing, which goes against Rav Sheshes, and like in the world of Rachav or Yaakov, says, my lav, the notsa kishu ovik achavim, he married when he was an ovik achavim, like we saw all these cases we said before, and even Rav Sheshes would be masking that the brother's wife Isser doesn't apply in such a matziv. Now, says the Gemara, my lav memra. Obviously, what's the why would you think otherwise? Lest it come about when he's a ger, come on, we don't make such a gzeira. Weiter in breaking down the braisa, Amar Mar, Natsa Isha Ubita, let's say a guy goes and marries a woman and marries a daughter. Koneis Achas, and Motzi Achas can marry one of them and get rid of one of them. L'chatchila lo yichnos, but he shouldn't l'chatchila na marry either of them. It says the Gemara, Hashta Afuke Mapik. L'chatchila mi boi. Okay, so it sounds like, if we go back one line, it sounds like you shouldn't marry both of them. Now the Gemara says, if we know that it said you got to send one out, so my buddies have to tell me you're not allowed to marry both of them, obviously. Says the Gemara, awesome, Koi. That line is taking you back a moment, not to that statement, but to something before that. Hachikam, as it means to say, Hachta Amra Abadin Yekayim, Lechatchila Lo Yichnos. That was the Chum say, that you're allowed to stay with them, meaning to say, if a person goes and marries his sister from his father and something of those type of sorts, as Rashi says, could go in a chosam and av and chavrosan, similar cases, that okay, you can be mekayim, but lechatchila you shouldn't go ahead and behave in such a way. Now, what about the case that we said that if you got a guy who's married to a mother and a daughter, Mesa Ishtov, his wife dies, Mutter Bechama, so it's going to be Mutter to marry the mother-in-law, the Ikid Tani Asa Bechama, so some explain it's going to be Asa to marry the mother-in-law, Chadak Rabbi Shmuel, one of them is going with Rabbi Shmuel, Chadak Rabbi Akiva, and the other goes with Rabbi Akiva, says Rashi Chadak Rabbi Shmuel, Pulted Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Mefar Israel, Isha Rab, as explained earlier, and of Tzad, Rabbi Yishmael had said, we said this earlier, he said that the Isser goes on, it doesn't stop even after the wife dies, to the extent that there's even burning. Sreifa, Rabbi Kiva says, no, when the wife dies, then the Isser going with the mother-in-law, yes, and Icham, it's Aser, but it's not going to be Chayav Misa. Right, that's my chokas there. So man, the asa Rabbi Shmuel. What's this going to be? Asa, it's a Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar Chamos al Chamisa b'Yisurakayim. It still exists over there, and like it was in life, it is in death also, and has the same stringencies. V'gabe ger gozer be'rabanan, and the Chachamim were gozer when it came to a ger. That is the same iser. Man, the Shari Rabbi Kiva says mutter is like Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Chamos al Chamisa clash le'Yisura. The iser became weaker, became lower. Says Rashi, l'gabe Yisrael ain't a b'sreifa. It's not going to be Sreifa in such a case. The Gabi Ger logos over by Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were not goes there when it came to a Ger. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, picking up with a brand new Mishnah tomorrow. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.